The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
I said, largely for effect, that there was a very tired looking Josh Crosby coming in. He's actually not tired looking. He's very fresh looking, despite the fact that he was up to the wee small hours in Electric Picnic and making sure that nothing happened that he wasn't there to cover. What time did you finally call it quits, Josh?
Well, look, it wasn't a late one now as such. I was there purely for a mix. I won't say purely for business. It was a mix of business and pleasure. Look, I'm committed to your show. I had to here this morning. So a sensible night for me, but at the same time, a great time. Look, in fairness, Electric Picnic, it never really fails to impress. And the festival is marking its 20th anniversary this year. So I suppose, in a way, that's kind of a testament. It proves that the fans of the festival just want to return and return every year. So what started out as a small one-day festival 20 years ago has grown into this mammoth four-day event and become Ireland's largest music and arts festival. Some people even arrive there from Wednesday with their campers, but last night was the first real blast-off, if you like. So you had Noah Kahan closing out the main stage, but one of the crowd favourites speaking to those making their way into the campsites yesterday was Scottish man Jerry Cinnamon. Now, I must say, one noticeable aspect or takeaway from this, having two men, a man with a guitar, so having two acts that is a man with a guitar, is that at sometimes it did feel a small bit flat, like it lacked energy, and this is the main stage. So I don't know, would like a large rock band be a better fit for closing out the main stage? But look, people still had a mighty time. The weather obviously helped there. You also had Faithless. Now, the lead singer of Faithless, Maxi Jazz, died in 2022, but they've still managed to produce a hugely energetic performance that went down a treat. Sophie Ellis Bextor was there, the Villagers, and of course all the smaller stages and the hidden away sections in the woods were full as well. Let's take a listen now to some of those who made their way to Stradbally to hear what they love about the festival.
This is the best festival I've ever been at. This is like number 6 or 7, I think. It's literally the best festival in the world, I'm convinced of it.
Well, what is it about EP? How would you sum it up in a few words?
I think it's like good vibes all around, like really friendly. There's like you could come a million times and never see all of it. Like you see something new every single time, just so much to discover. And yeah, just the energy and the atmosphere is always really good and positive.
What I like about this place is it's really inclusive kind of thing, you know. Great acts as well. So great acts as well. That's what I like about it. So
my name is Annie. I'm 9 and I'm looking forward to Rulabula.
Rulabula. And have you ever been to a festival before?
Well, no.
We're just home from Spain last night at 12 o'clock. Okay. Straight here today.
You're just in from a holiday and now you're off to the festival.
We don't have to, do we? No.
I've been here since 2009. It's gotten massive. Like, there's still great crack. It's not on par with Glastonbury, obviously, but it is. It's getting there, isn't it? My friend always tells that story of having a few too many drinks, trying to go and, you know, have a little rest, wandering around for about 2 hours, finally finding your tent, having a rest, and then waking up to a woman screaming next to her. Like, literally, ah! And she was like, ah, you're in my tent. They're like, no, you're in our tent. So she wandered into the wrong tent. It happens.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen to you tonight.
No, it's never happened to me. Touch wood.
The atmosphere is fantastic. It's like somebody described this morning, like a family that you only see once a year, and it just happened to be 70,000 visitors, you know, and members.
And you get back together annually for one big party.
And lovely. And all here to enjoy, so come on.
What are you looking forward to over the weekend in particular?
Oh, swim in the lake tomorrow morning. And, of course, Kylie. What else?
Have you got your glitter ready to go?
I am going to work on it, yeah. A bit old for it now, but yeah.
I'm looking forward to the weekend now. There's a lot left to see, but it's been a good start.
No, and I hear you're a bit of an artist yourself.
I play a bit of music and write a bit of poetry, you know. I'll produce it here now. This is for all the picnic goers. It was the night before picnic and everyone was out, listening to pop, punk, rock, country and to house. The makeup was done, all the outfits in here, gas, because by Sunday, nobody will care.
It's quite something. Josh, one of the people in the Vox Pop said, it has gotten massive, 70,000 people. I assume the security and logistics for this is a nightmare.
Oh, thousands, Anton. It's like a town in itself. Just to say that poem at the very end, that there was a lot more to it, but it was way too explicit to play at this hour of the morning. Look, I was down there on Tuesday for a site tour and crews were flat out building stages. Even yesterday morning when I was walking in, there was technicians still putting up lights in places, finishing off certain sections, but it all comes together in the end. On the policing front there, I don't know how many Gardaí were drafted in for this, but there were some number of them dotted around all your way as you're making your way towards Stradbally. And I'm sure, look, with the weather we're having, many of them don't mind working at something like this. They were busy though, they were busy, and they're strongly encouraging people to make their way to the site by public transport. They'll have checkpoints in place over the weekend. But another security health initiative here is the HSE's drug checking surrender bins. So this is the third year this has been in operation, and the idea is that people will surrender surrender some of their drugs, and tests will be carried out then to see how potent they are or if they contain some dangerous substances. And then an alert will be sent out if they do. And last night, they did send out a warning about high-strength MDMA in circulation. So this goes up on the large screens. It gets sent out on the Electric Picnic app. Last year, they detected 7 substances that health officials here in Ireland have never even seen before. I spoke with Professor Eamon Keenan, who's the HSE's National Clinical Lead of Addiction Services and the Minister for the National Drug Strategy, Colin Burke, to hear how it all works.
This is where an individual can submit a drug, which we will then test to see what the sample is, the purity, if there's any unusual toxicants in it. And if we identify something unusual in that the substance, then we will be able to put a message out through the festival app in conjunction with the festival promoters, the guards. So, for example, last year we got in 90 samples into our drug surrender bins, and we issued 4 risk communications.
What types of drugs are you seeing arise in synthetics and more dangerous substances in?
So the drug market at the minute is very volatile. There's a lot of changes happening right throughout Europe. The traditional drugs like cocaine, ecstasy or MDMA and ketamine are still the most common drugs that we're seeing. But what we're seeing is that they're more potent than they had been in previous years. So, for example, ecstasy potency is much higher than it had been, and with higher potency becomes greater risks. And then, of course, we're also concerned about the emergence of synthetic drugs such as cathinones, the synthetic cannabinoids you've heard about as well. The cathinones are a particular concern because they would be used at a venue like this. They're stimulant type drugs.
So your volunteers are walking around the site. What types of drugs have been handed in so far?
Well, so it's early days. So far we've had MDMA tablets that we've identified as MDMA, not with any unusual content in them. This is the third year we're doing it, so I think maybe initially people had concerns in relation to is this some sort of entrapment, but it's very clear that the guards are supportive of us. We wouldn't be here if the guards weren't supportive of us, and the guards are not in the tent. They're nowhere near. They don't hang around the tent. They're not waiting for anybody.
The fact that over 90 were actually surrendered voluntarily was evidence that people had confidence, but at the same time, while they had acquired the drug, they still felt that there was a risk, and they wanted that risk made sure that what they were getting, that it wasn't putting their lives at risk. Now, obviously, all drugs put people's lives at risk.
Will we see more of these testing facilities or change in attitude when it comes to health-led?
Well, we've written to all of the festival organisers about making sure that we will work with festival organisers to make sure that we can offer the facility.
So Minister for the National Drug Strategy, Colin Burke there. There's a number, I assume, of sort of different campaigns of protection for people at the festival.
There is, Anton. And look, the thing about Electric Picnic is you feel safe walking around there. And I'm not just saying that myself, but like you heard in that clip at the start, people return there every year. There's a strong sense of protection around the place. Of course, people are having a good time drinking their lemonades, what have you. But there will be times at the festival when people might get separated with the size of the crowds, and they might have to walk back to the campsite on their own. But there are thousands of stewards and volunteers walking around, making sure people find the right way. I popped into the Safe Gigs Ireland tent, which is there to get the message out around consent and create awareness as a safe space for people to come if something has happened to them. I met with Mary Crilly there, people will know from the Sexual Violence Centre in Cork. Now, just to flag, Mary explained some of the types of incidents that could happen at festivals, and this might be upsetting for some listeners. So if anyone has been affected by the issues raised in this next clip, they can contact the Sexual Violence Centre on 1800 496 496. Let's hear from Mary now.
It could be groping, it could be name-calling, it could be, you know, stuff that's really tolerated before where you'd say, you know, you're overreacting, that's only a mess. Anything like that, but it can turn into a sexual assault then or a rape. So it really is about kind of watching out for people and saying, this festival does not accept this and it's zero tolerance. And I know we're only a small cog in that machine, but, you know, at least we're here. So we're asking people to come over and follow us on Instagram, Safe Gigs Ireland, and just even talk to us.
So how does it work then? Like, will you have people coming to you saying that they might have experienced something traumatic?
What I find is people will come and they say they've been spiked, or that might be an issue that would have come up before, and they want to talk about it. And then we have a spiking hub attached to our kind of website, so people will come over and talk about lots of things. And then once you reassure them and kind of say, well, you know, we've come across this before, it does happen, often they feel they're not on their own. That's often what a campaign like this will do, take away the isolation.
As someone who's been working in this space for, say, 40 years, what message would you have for, say, a group of young lads coming up in the car here now, they're on the way here today, or there's a group of young people in the car, it's their first festival, what kind of words would you have for them to keep in mind?
I'd say a lot of it is kind of, be sound, like that's our logo, and just cop on. you like, don't do something to another young girl, another young guy you wouldn't like done to your sister or anybody else. Everybody's here to enjoy themselves. They're entitled to enjoy themselves. It's like sometimes when I look at the consent programs, I'd love to change the name to entitlement and say to these guys, why do you think you're entitled to name call? Why do you think you're entitled? Because if we look at us here now as volunteers, we've a lot of young men who've been coming with us for the past 3 years because they want to make changes, they want to do something, and that's what inspires me.
So that's Mary Crilly from Safe Gigs Ireland at Electric Picnic. That's sort of the health measures and protections that are in place. Let's get back to the music. We have Kylie coming up. There's a whole load of other big headline acts. Are you, by the way, going to head back down now that you're not professionally required to?
Oh, I will. Look, today will be more a trip for pleasure over business, Anton. And I unfortunately won't be back to report on your show tomorrow. You can try phone me. You have my number if you want to. I don't know. The voice could be a little bit croaky from the singing tonight. But look, some of the big names that are still yet to play. You have Calvin Harris tonight, The Waterboys, Kasabian. Tomorrow then you have Damien Dempsey, The Wolftones, Eurovision's Bambi Thug. But the main draw for a lot of people is, of course, Kylie. And to think that the Wolftones and Kylie are sharing the same stage, I don't think anyone would have imagined that before. I've been speaking with a few people who are going down solely for tomorrow to see her take to the stage. And look, it's important not to forget there's also comedy and drama performances going on. You have the podcast, panel discussions. That's become really popular. Former President Miriam McAleese will be there with her podcast tomorrow. So there's something for everyone. But Anton, we know, look, a good time in Ireland can all depend on the weather. And fortunately, this weekend is looking good throughout. So they've moved the date of the festival. So usually it's not for another 2 weeks. I don't know, has this played a part? But a man who knows a lot more about forecasting than me is Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. So for anyone heading along today or tomorrow, Alan has an update on what people can expect.
It's going to be a very good overall weekend. No real rain expected. Maybe a chance of a shower Saturday or Sunday, but it's really going to be very pleasant. It won't be too warm, so it might be a little bit jumper on, jumper off. Temperatures may be getting up to 18, 19, maybe 20 degrees when the sun comes through. And there will be sunny spells. And the best of those sunny spells will be in the evening, most evenings. But it will be still cool at night time. So it was quite cool Thursday night. It got down to below 5 degrees in some parts. So probably 9 or 10 degrees. So a little bit chilly for the campers. But other than that, it's really going to be perfect. Winds, a nice breeze, drying breeze, but no real strong winds. It's hard to find anything not good, to be honest with you, on the forecast. So it's great, and it's going to hold as well until Monday afternoon. There is some rain moving in on Monday, but everybody should be well on their way home at that stage. So it's really good overall. Another good day ahead with, you know, temperatures getting up to maybe 19 or 20 degrees. Sunny spells on and off, so it'd still be jumper on, jumper off type of weather. But don't forget the sun cream, because there will also be good sunny spells. And this time of the year, you can still well and truly get sunburned. So it's more sun cream than ponchos and wellies this year. You know, Sunday looks like it could be maybe the best day in terms of sunny spells. If those showers stay away, there is a risk of a small little shower blowing through. But overall, a good day. Again, temperatures maybe getting up to 20 degrees, especially when the sunny spells come out. And again, on Sunday, it's sun cream over wellies.
I got a decent sunny weekend. Kylie, the Water Boys, what more could you want? Our reporter, Josh Crosby, there professionally attending Electric Picnic last night and socially attending it tonight.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.